The link between poor health and poverty is stronger than ever in the Finger Lakes, according to a new report from a Rochester nonprofit. As WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, the organization says it has data that's never been collected before.
Common Ground Health CEO Wade Norwood says he's known intuitively that poverty is destructive to health, but now his organization has confirmed it through their latest survey.
That health disparities are real, that they exist by race, ethnicity, and by income, and that they cannot be explained away simply by looking at the behavior of individuals.
Norwood says poverty wipes an average of 8 years off the life expectancy of people in some local neighborhoods. Those neighborhoods trap people in poverty and harm their health. They lack grocery stores and bus service. People don't have money or time to afford quality medical care. Norwood says their mental health suffers.
When they talk to us about their mental health, these are the words they're using. The folks in poverty are feeling anger, helplessness, and destructive behavior.
Leonard Brock leads the Rochester Monroe Anti-Poverty Initiative. He says Common Ground Health's new data shows that local leaders have been making decisions about how to address poverty without listening to the people who are living it.
There are decisions being made every single day, and the question becomes, what information is being used to make those decisions? In the absence of the data from the people impacted by poverty, you're making decisions on behalf of your own self-interest, opinions that are not necessarily substantiated.
Common Ground Health says it doesn't yet have a specific plan to address health problems caused by poverty. But Norwood says any solution has to include changes in government, in local organizations, and in individual attitudes toward poverty and health. He says those changes should focus on prevention instead of addressing health problems as they appear. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.